Hello, I'm Sue. Farmers blockaded Oxfordshire, Tesco and Asda depots in an increasingly intense dispute about fair prices. Up to 50 tractors, some sporting England and Union flags, blocked the entrance and exit to the supermarket's distribution centres on Thursday of last week. Tesco's depot is at Church Ward in Didcot, while Asda have one nearby off Sutton Courtenay Road. According to Farmers Weekly, the protest revolves around complaints from the industry about how low farm gate prices, meaning the value of agricultural goods directly from a farm. In addition, they are unhappy about cheap imports and supermarket margins. The blockade was put in place at just after 4 p.m. at the depots, with a linked one happening at the same time in Leicestershire. A local gym owner, Tom Shaw, said, "It's really affected our customers tonight, getting to us, and indeed to anywhere in Didcot tonight." Farmers Take Action claimed credit for the protests and said that they stood down at around midnight following positive talks with representatives of both Tesco's and Asda supermarkets. The grassroots movement campaigns for meaningful change and fights for a fair future for everyone who feeds, supports and sustains our nation. According to Farmers Weekly, the protests have been described as a call for fair food prices for farmers. Reportedly, no arrests were made and Tesco has not responded to a request for comment. An Asda spokesperson said they were proud of their relationships with UK farmers. A spokesperson said, "We are proud to have many long-standing relationships with British farmers and suppliers. As a retailer, our priority is to provide a range of products to customers at the value they expect, and we offer a wide range of British products across all our stores." The supermarket chain added that they were not aware of any knock-on impacts on in-store stock or availability in Oxfordshire. The Director of Food and Sustainability at the British Retail Consortium, Andrew Apey, the Trade Association for Local Businesses, said that retailers are committed to paying a sustainable price. Mr. Opie said, "Food retailers source and will continue to source the vast majority of their food from the UK and are proud to support British agriculture. Supermarkets remain committed to paying farmers a sustainable price for their produce, and supply chains are strictly regulated by the Groceries Code Adjudicator to ensure suppliers are treated fairly." Farmers Weekly quoted Oxfordshire farmer David Waters, who works in the area. He said, "Every single one of the drivers was grateful. A lot of people employed by Tesco support us as well. We have been very well behaved. Farmers Take Action have also been approached for comment, including on the possibility of future protests." And there's a picture of a very large tractor with a container on the back in its efforts to block the road.